Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Tanya Hambly, the Senior Director of Marketing and Special Events at Junior Achievement of the Heartland, to talk about Junior Achievement Day. First, could you just kind of educate me a little bit on what Junior Achievement of the Heartland is?
Sure. Junior Achievement of the Heartland is an organization that supports 24 counties throughout eastern Iowa and western Illinois. We are an area of Junior Achievement, which is a national nonprofit organization. Our mission is really to inspire and prepare young people to succeed in the global economy. And how we do that is by providing programs that focus on financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship in grades kindergarten through high school.
How are these kids getting this information? Is it in the classroom or is it an extracurricular kind of thing? Can you tell me a little bit about what it is?
So Junior Achievement offers programs in a classroom setting. So what we do is we partner with local schools, and educators request Junior Achievement as part of their classroom's curriculum. Our programs are offered to the schools at no cost, and they really support the requirements that each school needs to achieve in regards to state standards when it comes to personal finance and career readiness. So educators invite us to be in their classroom. And then what we do as an organization is we partner with the business community, and we work with identifying or recruiting volunteers who then go into the classroom to teach our curriculum. So each volunteer receives a program kit that includes detailed lesson plans. Along with the lesson plan are also hands-on learning activities that the volunteer leads the students through the classroom session.
What kind of instant takeaway from the students involved?
There's a couple of different things. Just myself being in the classroom as a volunteer, as well as hearing feedback from other volunteers. One, the kids are so excited to have somebody from the community come into the classroom. And that's so true, whether it's a kindergarten class or whether it's a middle grade class or a high school class. They all are very welcoming, and having somebody from the business community come in and really talk to them about the skills that they're learning in the classroom, how that's going to apply to their future. And that's where the volunteer kind of creates a magic moment, if you will, in helping students understand the relevancy of school and how that's going to help them prepare for their future. So one is the volunteer and the excitement of having a volunteer in the classroom and learning those real life examples from the volunteer. Those are a couple things that the students take away. In addition to that, I think it gives students an understanding of also the importance of staying in school, why that is, and how they can use the concepts that they're learning in the classroom, how that's going to help them be successful in their future job, as well as providing for their own needs and wants in their adult life.
So this has been around for quite a while now. What kind of impact have you seen as students can graduate from the programs and learning and kind of how they apply that into their adult life?
Absolutely. So Junior Achievement on a national level is actually celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. And they recently did an alumni survey to kind of get a feel for the impact that our programs have. What's really interesting from those results is what we learned is 88% of the JA alumni surveyed are satisfied with their career. And one in three of those alumni said Junior Achievement influenced them in the career that they are in today. So we definitely have a big impact in regards to introducing students to career opportunities, as well as helping them understand about the skills and knowledge they need to be successful in those careers. The other thing that came back on that alumni survey was graduation rates. And 93% of students that had Junior Achievement did graduate from high school and went on to some kind of additional education, whether it was a technical trade school or whether it was actually, you know, college, university type learning. But most of them continued their education in some way. And then the other piece that really came out from that alumni survey is students who have Junior Achievement traditionally are earning a higher income, household income, than the general population, usually about 20% higher. So again, I think that really demonstrates the impact that junior achievement has in reaching out to kids early and teaching them the importance of education and how that impacts their future success, but also introducing them to a variety of careers and helping them hone in on what their interests are and knowing what the skills are to be successful in that particular career.
And then what kind of work is being done specifically in Washington County, if you can speak to that?
Sure. Actually, in Washington County, so that's one of our 24 counties that we service within JA of the Heartland, this school year alone, we will serve over 1,000 students. So we have a variety of programs taking place in local elementary as well as middle grade schools. We're in Kelowna, Riverside, as well as Washington itself. We are wrapping up programs for the school year, but if anyone is interested in volunteering in the future, we definitely have a need for volunteers. Our programs take place during the fall and spring semester, in a classroom setting. So if there's any interest in learning more about junior achievement or getting involved as a volunteer, I would encourage your listeners to go to our website, which is jaheartland.org.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Tanya Hambly. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.